Hey friends, I'm Donna Amadon, your spiritual fitness coach, and today I want to begin by asking you a question. Has someone ever pointed out something about you that was not fun to hear, but in the end, you're glad they did? Or perhaps they asked you a question that opened your eyes to something that you were doing. I attended a women's event a few years ago, and the speaker had us do something that I will never forget. She said, ask yourself this. She said, ask yourself, what's it like to know me? Or what's it like to be my friend? She said, if you're married, put yourself in your spouse's shoes. Or if you have a roommate or a close friend, put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself, what is it like to be around me all day? I don't know how this question would have hit you, but when I first heard this, it made me see myself in a whole new light. I was young at the time. My husband and I had young children. I was working two part-time jobs and I was wore out. And I'm sure there were times when it was not very fun to live with me. And yet, that question did something very, very powerful. It made me realize that I needed to consider my actions and my attitude and not let my emotions or my fatigue take over. I needed to get rid of my complaining attitude and to put on something new. And I think the Apostle Paul may have had something similar in mind when he wrote to encourage the believers at Colossae. What did Paul say? Colossians 3:12 says, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. The NIV version says, clothe yourself with compassion and kindness. Paul is saying, put on kindness. Let that be what defines you. And so today, I want to make this personal, and I want you to ask yourself a question. Ask yourself, what is it like to know me? What is it like to live around me or to be around me? Now, I don't want this question to make you feel like you're a horrible person or make you overly self-focused. Rather, this question should do the very opposite. It should get our minds off of ourselves and on to how we can show love and bless those around us. You see, hearing that question years ago as a young mom opened my eyes to the reality that, left to myself, I'm going to drift toward self and to selfishness. But that day, God was calling me, as I believe He's calling you, to something greater. So, here's my challenge today. Very simply, put on kindness. Mother Teresa once said, be the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile, and kindness in your warm greeting. So friends, show kindness, bless others, and go win today.